On the last criminal podcast, we heard from a woman who learned that her mother had stolen her identity, ruined her credit, and never came clean. Axton Betts Hamilton now suspects that her mother was a psychopath. In this week's episode, several experts explain what it really means to be a psychopath. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Why did you set out to examine psychopathy?
Well, as you mentioned, in our last episode, Axton Betts Hamilton was really just ruined by what her mother did and was fascinated by the fact that her mother did it seemingly, you know, smiling and pleasant for decades. And that made us think about, you know, how many people might be walking around operating the world as functioning psychopaths. There's a new book by Dr. Ronald Shouten, who's a lawyer and physician at Mass General Hospital, called Almost a Psychopath. And in it, he talks about the fact that 1% of the population fits the description of a psychopath, and that's 3 million people.
Probably the majority of them are not physically dangerous in terms of violent crimes. However, it's important to think about the following distinction. The failed psychopaths are the people who end up in prison. The people that you're more likely to encounter are the successful psychopaths.
But I still think many people associate psychopaths with murderers. What are the actual characteristics?
Yeah, and that's not true, of course. I mean, there are psychopaths in prison, but it isn't all psychopaths in prison. We spoke to journalist John Ronson, who wrote a rather famous book called The Psychopath Test, and he walked us through this 20-point checklist of characteristics. A high score on this test means that a person is a psychopath, and the characteristics are things that you might not expect. These are charming people, grandiose people, people who are easily bored, like to have friends, they lie a lot, they don't care if they're caught, but these aren't people who just sit in a corner stewing by themselves. These are people who are out in the world. The most important thing on this test is really a lack of empathy.
So are you born a psychopath?
Well, sometimes it's nature and sometimes it's nurture. That's really up for debate. These are people who can logically know that something is illegal. They can say, oh, I know that that's wrong. You know, there is a sense of legality, but not morality. They don't care if it's wrong. They know it's wrong, but they don't care if it's wrong. And part of that is that scientists have found that psychopaths have an underactive amygdala. And that's the part of the brain that processes fear and guilt and anxiety. So John Ronson says that if you're actually worried about being a psychopath, you're probably not one.
Which always makes me think that, you know, fear, distress, remorse, guilt, these are the feelings that keep us good. And psychopaths don't have those feelings, which is the reason why it's not a problem for them to transgress. It always makes me think that psychopathy is one of the most pleasant feeling of all the mental disorders, because all of those feelings that we have that keep us good, they're unpleasant feelings.
Is there any treatment to help a psychopath?
Most treatments have been unsuccessful. There was one study in the 60s that tried to force empathy with psychopaths by having them take LSD and walking around naked with each other, but that really didn't work and really just got better at faking empathy.
So what advice do your experts have for people who think they might know a psychopath but aren't sure?
Dr. Shouten says it's a good idea to look out for abusive behavior, keep track of odd, hurtful behavior. And if you're being constantly blamed for someone else's problem, if the other person is never wrong, you might need to watch out for that and eventually leave.
Good advice. Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast. The latest episode about psychopaths is out now. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.